7 a.m. block here on a Friday on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you. Were you being serious? I have to ask. It's been on my mind about Daimler.
Cable Daimler Arena.
It's Daimler. There's no L.
There's no L in that?
No.
Oh, I thought it was Cable Daimler.
You, sir, get the L.
Oh.
No, yeah, Cable Daimler Arena. That's why I was like, Jeffrey Daimler? No, it's, yeah.
Oh, I thought there was definitely an L in that. My bad.
No, you're good. I just was like, I saw the text line, and then I was thinking to myself, like, it's not Daimler.
I thought it was Cable Daimler. I honestly did for my whole life. I did.
T-I-L, that there is no L. This is hilarious. I don't know if it's true, but it's from a golf content that I follow.
And this probably guy, false.
Yeah, this guy got it's a message from a date. Says, thanks for dinner last night. I think I'll pass on a second date, though. All you did was talk about how much better your golf round could have been if you didn't have so many lost balls because of your driver shaft being too stiff. It was just really weird. He just responded and said, it's not stiff enough, but whatever. That is me in a nutshell. How was your day? It's great. Should have shot 86, but, you know, just lost the ball on 8, missed a putt on 6. What are we talking about? The Chicago mayor admits he left Bears and Packers early to beat traffic.
That's right.
Now, if you missed how this game went, the Caleb Williams throw,
yeah, right?
That we're all like, all right, like we do it all the time. Like that was a Mahomes magic type of moment for a guy that had a lot of comparisons to Mahomes, even when he was in college at OU and USC eventually. He just kind of made those plays. Like you couldn't really explain it. Now he's on the cover of Madden. Kind of
he got the jinx.
Kind of implicating the, you know, the Michael Jordan thing.
Yeah.
Often implicated, never duplicated. But it's
why they did that to him, man. Like, don't do jump man in Chicago. Come on.
Go show out. He'll be an MVP favorite for a lot of bettors out there, for future bettors as well. By the way, Bobby Witt Jr., your favorite in the AL for MVP at +140 as of June 5th, 2026. But it is interesting, like these stories always happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like we remember, what was it? It was the Rob, I think it's Rob Remsen, the guy that left the AFC divisional game against the Texans, and then Carrington made a bit about, like, you can't let this guy in the stadium the rest of the time. He must stay home.
Or all you those left. People in Miami who tried to get back into the arena. I don't even remember what that game was about, but you remember everybody left, and then everybody tried to get back in.
Ray Allen
arena.
Hit the shot. And everybody tried to get back in. They're like, nah, man, doors are locked.
Doors are locked. You can't, there's no reentry,
yeah.
You know, unless you go to the smoking corral.
But yeah, they...
I'd say you sneak into arenas, just hop the fence at the smoking corral, walk right in. They don't know.
Wow.
We used to do it in Kemper Arena all the time.
But
easy.
This is his explanation.
Getting in and out of Soldier Field is an absolute nightmare. Let me tell you how bad it is. Bears versus Packers. I'm at the game. We're losing. I decide to leave to beat the traffic. Before I get out of the footprint, the Bears had come back to win. The ingress, egress part, that's what we have to fix.
Don't admit that, though.
Yeah, don't say that. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, don't say that.
Just say the ingress egress part's really
bad.
Yeah,
right. This is what's going on. The ingress egress. We've all sat in that traffic before.
Exactly.
Whether you leave early or whether you stay to the end, there's always traffic. We got to do a better job fixing that. You outwardly admitted you left one of the best comebacks ever. And as the mayor of that town, let me ask you this though: don't you have a police escort? It is Chicago. I mean, good Lord. You would imagine the mayor has
mayor?
A police escort.
So true.
You know, like you're not going in the way the rest of us are going in. You get security, you get detail, you get a police escort of that. You're not leaving early if you're the mayor. Mayor L ain't leaving early. He'll tell you that right now.
Someone says his reelection chances are now zero. So let's kind of contradict ourselves. What is something that you gave up on or that you missed due to something?
Well, when the Chiefs went down 24-0 to the Texans, I decided that was the right time to go take a dump. And so I just made myself at home in the media bathroom for a while, reading. I hear a little loud noise out there. I come back, it's like 24-14 or something. Like,
oh, my God.
The hell did I miss?
Come out with like a That's comes crazy. Out with like tissue on his shoe,
yeah.
And like the toilet ring on his ass.
Yeah.
Something happened.
Sorry,
I was like, oh, okay, must have missed something.
Comes out, crapper's full.
It was. I mean, I'll never forget. I'm sitting there just. At that point, you're down 24-0, right? They hadn't come back from anything yet. We hadn't done this. You're down 24-0. We're all thinking the same thing. Son of a bitch! It's the same thing all over.
We're cursed.
You know. So I took a dump. Kill me. And that was before dude wipes.
And we scored 14 in like no time.
That's
so.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
It's like when I went and got a Surfside at Yankee Stadium. It was 3-1. I came back. There were three home runs. I went, what happened? Bob goes, sit down.
You missed a lot.
I think my one thing that I admit, because obviously I wear my Royals heart on my sleeve, was when Ventura gave the home run to Moss. I was done. I couldn't take it. Mm. They had gotten there. They're in a wild card situation. They made the playoffs. I went to my room, and it went black. I pulled the curtains, the light-canceling curtains. I didn't even have the TV on. I didn't have any sound. I just laid there, and 10 minutes later, you might want to come back out here. No, leave me alone. It's like a one-run game now. I was like, okay. And then us three roommates went out there, arms crossed, watched it. Next thing you know, we're all just freak zone. Like, I mean, it was running outside.
Yes.
We're banging the windows. We're hitting the same, going to the playoffs. And then that magical run in 14 would conclude with that. That's why I paid the money to go see him take out
Absolutely,
Baltimore.
Yeah.
Plus you had Showalter.
Hell, you didn't know there'd ever be another time.
And seeing that home run off Ventura, I probably called Ned every name in the book.
We all did. You should have seen the press box. I'll never forget that night. We had three different shows prepared.
Why? He's not a bullpen arm, Ned. And then next thing you know, it's just crazy.
But in all seriousness with that, they had such forward thinking on that coaching staff, though. They knew exactly what they were going to do. They knew Shields could only go five that day.
Yeah.
And they knew what they were going to do 7, 8, 9. All right, what the hell are we going to do with the sixth inning? And they had that planned out. That was part of the plan all along. Was it the best plan? Obviously, we saw the results. It didn't work in that moment. But it was a plan, and that's what they decided that they were going to do. I wish James Shields could have pitched a little bit longer in that game, but who the hell knows if we would have had the moments of the wild card if James Shields went any longer than five innings.
The 785 says, I left the 13-second game. My wife was hammered, and I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah. So you left with 13 seconds to go? Or how? When did you leave that game?
When did you leave?
Yeah.
I also left opening day when Beltran. I left that one. I was 16, never driven to Kauffman Stadium before. And it was 7-3.
My wife left the wild card game in the eighth inning. The kids were 2-3 at the time. She's sitting with them in the upper deck. It was the eighth inning. They're like, 2-3 is all got to go.
It makes
sense.
Yep. Yeah, I was in the bathroom during that Tyreek Hail Mary at the end of the first half against Dallas at Jerry World. The Hail Mary. I was in the bathroom for that. Came out, and brother and mom were like, did you see that? I was like, yeah, for sure. That was awesome.
But at least you could get a replay.
Get a replay.
That was so funny. They put that super, super prevent defense on, and Alex Smith's like, check it real
let's
quick.
Go.
10,
yes.
slant, yeah, and go. Then go do your crazy stuff.
And great blocking.
Field.
And
that was
speed.
A wild play.
That was a great play.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
913, I went to bed at halftime during KU's last national championship game.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That hurts.
I wonder how many people gave up on the Memphis national championship game.
Oh, yeah.
A lot, I'm sure.
I bet a lot.
Yeah. Not watching this damn stuff again.
You can't give up anymore, guys. Think about it. I mean, look at what the Knicks are doing, right? If you went to bed last night or 2 nights ago when they were down 14, you missed it. Like, leads aren't safe in sports anymore. It's amazing how quickly we can score in sports. And I'm talking all sports, how fast it happened. Look at hockey last night. 3 goals in the final period, 1 with a minute and a half to go. NBA's erasing, 14, 18-point deficits like it's nothing. Baseball, nobody has a bullpen. So everybody's out there just scoring late in baseball games. Like, it's crazy. You can't go to bed early in big game situations because they're never over.
Comes from 816. I left the Chiefs-Steelers playoff game early when Joe Montana was the quarterback. My wife and I were walking down the spiral staircase just about to go out the gates when they heard the roar of the crowd. We just kept walking like a couple of idiots. We missed the comeback.
Why didn't you go back in? You were not out of the stadium yet.
It's tough. Couldn't do it. That's tough, man. Mark Wahlberg famously left the Super Bowl when the Pats were down 28-3.
Damn.
Oh, wow. Did he really?
Come on, Dirk Diggler.
Oh, that's trash.
Is that real? Did he? I haven't heard that story.
I haven't heard that story either.
Oh, man.
I hope he didn't go to the afters or anything with those guys. You left, man.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, you're out.
You can't go.
Yeah, you didn't support us.
Nope.
Go make a hamburger.
Mackie Mack. I don't know. That's tough.
He's got a new movie coming out I want to see. I can't remember. He's like wearing
he's got weird makeup.
Yeah, he's got really weird makeup, like a weird nose.
If
looks cool.
If you like go back to that game, that's the reason you can't leave these things early. You know, I've told it for my whole life. I never wanted to leave games early. My dad was like, leave games early. No, we're never leaving games early. Then we get an extra inning home run one time when I was a kid. I go, this is why we don't leave games early. But I feel like we see it more now in sports, and especially in these bigger moments. Teams aren't laying down and going away if they're getting beat early. They're finding ways to come back.
And if you're a Knicks fan and you're down in the fourth quarter, you better not leave early because you have Jalen Brunson, and he's done something so right. It's been so long since we've seen the wrong here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Tune in to hear Royals insider Josh Vernier every Monday at 8:20.
Professor Vernier sitting up here, bloviating.
On your home for Royals baseball, 96.5, The Fan.